भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्तं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। श्रीमद्भागवतम टेंथ कैंटो चैप्टर 31 द गोपीज सॉन्ग्स ऑफ सेपरेशन टेक्स्ट 1। गोप्या ऊचु जयति तेधिकं जन्मना व्रजः श्रयत इंदिरा शश्वत अत्र हि दैता दृश्यतां दिक्षु तावकास त्वयि धृतासवस त्वं विचिन्नते। गोप्या ऊचु जयति तेधिकं जन्मना व्रज श्रयत इंदिरा शश्वदत्र हि द्वैत दृश्यतां दिक्षु तावकार त्वयि धृता सवास त्वं विचिन्नते। जयति तेधिकं जन्मना व्रज श्रयत इंदिरा शश्वदत्र हि द्वैत दृश्यता दिक्षु तावका त्वयि धृता सवा त्वं विचिन्नते। जयति तेधिकं जन्मना व्रज श्रयत इंदिरा शश्वदत्र हि द्वैत दृश्यता दिक्षु तावका त्वयि धृता सवा त्वं विचिन्नते। गोप्या ऊचु द गोपीज सेड जयति इज ग्लोरियस ते योर अधिकम एक्सीडिंगली जन्मना बाय द बर्थ ब्रज द लैंड ऑफ ब्रज श्रयते इज रिसाइडिंग इंदिरा लक्ष्मी द गॉडेस ऑफ फॉर्च्यून शश्वत परपेचुअली अत्र हियर ही इंडीड द्वैता ओ बिलावेड दृश्यताम मे यू बी सीन। Dikshu,
in all directions.
Tavaka,
your devotees.
Twayi,
for your sake.
Dhrita,
sustain.
Ashavaha,
their life heirs.
Tvam,
for you.
Vichinnate,
they are searching.
Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada.
The gopis said, O beloved, your birth in the land of Braja has made it exceedingly glorious. And thus, Indira, the goddess of fortune, always resides here. It is only for your sake that we, your devoted servants, maintain our lives. We have been searching everywhere for you, so please show yourself to us. Please repeat.
The gopis said,
O beloved,
your birth in the land of Braja
has made it exceedingly glorious.
And thus Indira,
the goddess of fortune,
always resides here.
It is only for your sake
that we,
your devoted servants,
maintain our lives.
We have been searching everywhere for you.
So please show yourself to us.
So, this chapter is known as the Gopis' Song of Separation. The Gopis were searching for Krishna in the forest of Vrindavan. Krishna was dancing with the Gopis, the Rasa dance. Then all of a sudden, Krishna disappeared. So, in a flash of a moment, all the gopis found that Krishna is missing. So, they started to search for Krishna. And searching in this way for Krishna, they came to the bank of Jamuna. And there, in that full moon night, they started to express the anguish of their heart due to the separation from Krishna. And the first verse is of this chapter is this verse that we are discussing. Gopis are saying that Jayati Tedhikam Janmana Vraja. Vraja means Vrindavan. And Janmana means due to your birth. Due to your birth in Vrindavan, the land of Braja, the land of Vrindavan has become blessed. The land of Braja has become glorified. Jayati. Te adhikam. Exceedingly. Has become exceedingly glorious. And because of your presence here, Indira, Lakshmi Devi, is always residing here. Shrayata Indira Shashvad Atrahi. The word Shashvad means constantly, always. Lakshmi Devi is always residing here. So if Krishna is there, if Narayan is there, then Lakshmi Devi will always be there. Generally, Lakshmi Devi is known as Chanchala. Chanchala means fickle. One who doesn't stay at one place. Chanchala. Because Lakshmi Devi doesn't stay at one place for long. But when Lakshmi Devi is with Narayan, then Lakshmi Devi is achanchala. Those who try to worship Lakshmi Devi without Narayan For them, Lakshmi Devi will not last for very long. For them, Lakshmi Devi will not stay there for very long. She may be there for some time, but soon afterwards she will go away. She is Chanchala. But with Narayan, she is Achanchala. So who is Narayan? Narayan is Krishna. So since Krishna is residing in Vrindavan, Lakshmi Devi is always there. And when Lakshmi Devi is there, what happens? All the good fortune prevails. All the good fortune prevails when Lakshmi Devi is there. Because she is Shri Devi. Shri means opulence and good fortune. So gopis are lamenting in this way. Now it's an important thing to consider that these gopis are actually Lakshmi Devis. The gopis are Shriya Kanta Kanta Parama Purusha. So Krishna is Parama Purusha and his beloved gopis are the Lakshmis. In Vrindavan, Lakshmi Sahasra Sata Sambrama Sevyamanam. Sahasra Sata, hundreds and thousands of Lakshmis. Lakshmi Sahasra Sata Sambrama Sevyamanam. Serving Krishna with great reverence. So that is the situation of Vrindavan. And now this hundreds of thousands of Lakshmis are constantly serving Krishna in Vrindavan. So who are then these Lakshmis in Vrindavan? The gopis are the Lakshmis. So these are all very deep considerations. Like Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his eternal consort, the personification of his pleasure potency is Srimati Radharani, and Radharani's expansions are the gopis. Now who are the expansions of Srimati Radharani? The expansions of Srimati Radharani are the Lakshmis. The first expansion of Srimati Radharani in Dwarka is Satyabhama and Rukmini. And Rukmini is the Mahalakshmi. So this is how we can see what Vrindavan is and who the residents of Vrindavan are and who is Krishna in Vrindavan. Now this understanding has been very clearly established by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore it has been said that if we want to know Krishna, then we have to approach through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings only we can get to understand Krishna properly. I'm just wondering how many of you can aap mein se kon angrezi nahi samajhte hain bilkul. Yeah, how many of you understand English? Please raise your hand. How many of you understand English? Aur kon angrezi nahi samajhte hain? Haath uthaiye. Acha. So maybe they can have an English Hindi translation. Can somebody translate in Hindi for Mataji's? Who can do that here? Where is our usual translator? Parul? Yeah, Parul is there. Okay. Aap jo Hindi ka anuvad chahte hain, aap ye Parul, identify Parul, khada ho jao. तो पारुल को चारों ओर बैठ जाइए तो हिंदी में आपको अनुवाद करके सुनाएंगे. ठीक है. अच्छा. और जो यहां जो आप पुरुष लोगों में से जो सुनना चाहते हैं हिंदी में राघव पंडित प्रभु जी ने अनुवाद कर रहे हैं वहां. ये सुबह का क्लास तो अंग्रेजी में होता है, ऐसे मैं हिंदी में शाम को क्लास दूंगा आज. तो जो मैं विचार हम यहां कर रहे हैं उसके बारे में शाम को मैं हिंदी में बताऊंगा. तो तो सुबह को क्लास तो ज्यादा समय के लिए नहीं होता है, तो हिंदी और अंग्रेजी दोनों मिलाकर कहना थोड़ा असुविधा हो जाता है, तो मैं अंग्रेजी में ही अब क्लास दे रहा हूं. इट इज थ्रू श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभुस टीचिंग दैट वी कैन हैव द प्रॉपर अंडरस्टैंडिंग ऑफ कृष्णा इन वृंदावन. श्रील विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर, वन ऑफ द ग्रेटेस्ट एक्सपोनेंट्स ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम, हैज एक्सप्लेन दैट श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभुस टीचिंग depicts that Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj in Vrindavan, is the worshipable Lord. Aradha Bhagavan Brajeshwatanai and Staddhama Vrindavan. And his abode is, his dham is Vrindavan. And Ramma Kachi Rupashana Brajabadhu Bargena Jakulpita. The way the Braja Vadhus, the Braja Gopis worshipped him, that is the highest form of worship. So who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Aradha Bhagavan is Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj. Because Krishna has his situation in three different places. Krishna in Dwarka, Krishna in Mathura, and Krishna in Vrindavan. The Krishna in Dwarka is Purna, complete. Krishna in Mathura is more complete, Purna Tara. And Krishna in Vrindavan is most complete, or Purna Tama. So that supreme Purna Tama, the supreme, the most complete personality of Godhead is Krishna. Yes, Krishna is Bhagavan and his leelas are in Dwarka and Mathura and Vrindavan, but according to his leelas, there are different understandings of Krishna. Aradha Bhagavan Brajeshwatanai. So that Brajeshwatanai Krishna, his activities have been described here, which has been kept a secret even in Srimad Bhagavatam. Now we see how it has been kept a secret. In Bhagavatam, in the beginning of 10th canto, and also in other scriptures like Harivamsa and Vishnu Puran, it has been, and also Brahma Vaivarta Puran, it has been described that Krishna took birth in Mathura. The general understanding is Krishna took birth in Mathura. As the son of Devaki and Vasudev in the prison of Kamsa. But here we are seeing that Krishna, gopis are describing that Krishna took birth in Vrindavan. Janmana Braja. They're saying that Krishna took birth in Braja, in Vrindavan. Now it is an apparent contradiction. Now the Goswamis of Vrindavan, from the scriptures, has pointed out that while Krishna took birth in Dwarka as the son of Vasudev and Devaki, Krishna also took birth as the son of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai in Vrindavan. And when Vasudev brought Krishna to Vrindavan in the house of Nanda Maharaj, at that time Yashoda Mai was fast asleep due to the exhaustion of labor, and everyone else also was fast asleep. And when Vasudev placed Krishna, Vasudev Krishna, his son, who appeared in Mathura, that Vasudev Krishna, Vasudev Krishna, and Brajendra Nandan Krishna merged, became one. This is the description of the Goswamis of Vrindavan, mainly, specially by Srila Jiva Goswami and Rupa Goswami. So these are the deeper understandings that have been revealed in the later part of Krishna's Braja Leela in Srimad Bhagavatam. It has also been, this has been pointed out, that Krishna of Vrindavan, Krishnayam Jadu Sambhuta Sa Anya, Krishna who appeared as the son of Vasudev in the Jadu dynasty, is one expansion of Krishna. But the original Krishna is the son of Nanda Maharaj and Mother Jashoda in Vrindavan. And that Krishna, Vrindavanam Parityajya Kutra Kadapi Na Gacchati, that Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. He doesn't even take a step out of Vrindavan. So then the question arises, but Krishna left Vrindavan and went to Mathura. What about that? Now, in that respect, we can consider one incident when Krishna was going to Mathura, when Akrura was taking Krishna from Vrindavan to Mathura. Then Akrura stopped the chariot on the bank of Jamuna in the border of Mathura and Vrindavan. At that time, what happened? At that time, Krishna went out of the chariot and took bath in Jamuna. And at that time, what happened? How many of you remember? At that time, Akrura saw that Krishna in his forearm form in the water when Krishna was taking bath. So that forearm form Krishna is Vasudev Krishna. So when Krishna went to take bath, then after taking bath, it is the Vasudev Krishna who came onto the chariot, and Brajendranandan Krishna went back to Vrindavan. So this Brajendranandan Krishna never ever leaves Vrindavan. Then the question arises, but Krishna was missing from Vrindavan for 100 years. For so long. No, Krishna was not missing. Krishna was very much there. And Krishna used to deal with the gopis, Krishna used to deal with the other residents of Vrindavan. But when Krishna came to them, they thought that they were dreaming. They were having their exchanges with Krishna. But they used to think that they were dreaming. And in this way, they were completely absorbed in Krishna's thoughts. And this thought is known as Vipralamba. This separation from Krishna is known as Vipralamba. There are two types of association of Krishna. One is Vipralamba, and the other is Sambhog. Sambhog means union, and Vipralambha means separation. So this separation from Krishna is the highest form of devotion. This separation from Krishna is the highest meditation of Krishna. When the gopis used to be with Krishna, they used to always be in anxiety. When will Krishna, if Krishna goes away now, or will Krishna go away? If Krishna goes away, then what will happen to us? So in this way, they were always in anxiety when they were with Krishna. But when they are separated from Krishna, then their meditation on their absorption of their mind in Krishna was totally uninterrupted and devoid of any anxiety. So these are the deeper aspects of Krishna's Braja Leela, which has not otherwise been revealed. It is only by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, by Krishna's mercy, when Krishna came as a devotee, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, can one possibly enter into these understandings. These understandings are otherwise kept as a secret. And it is due to Srila Prabhupada's mercy that we have been exposed to this understanding. Our worshipable Lord is the son of Nanda Maharaj and Mother Jashoda. Otherwise, the question arises, why Krishna is repeatedly being addressed as Jashoda Nanda, Nanda Nanda, and why it has been pointed out that Krishna never leaves Vrindavan? If Krishna never leaves Vrindavan, then how can he take birth in Mathura and come back to Vrindavan? That Vasudev Krishna is an expansion of Krishna. The Swayam Bhagavan is Sri Krishna. His Swayam Roop is Dibhuj Sham Sundar, two-armed Sham Sundar form. His first expansion in Dwarka is, and Mathura is that Vasudev Krishna.